I'd like, now I'm going to call to order. I'd like to call to order the April 23rd meeting of the Architecture Committee of the New York Parade Commission. Could we have a little silence in the room, please? If you'd like to speak, please go outside. We're going to start with old business. Oh, no, first we're going to start with a roll call to establish a quorum.
Yes, Rick Blackfield.
I'm present.
Stephen Bergeron.
Present.
Cynthia Stewart.
Present.
Quorum.
Then we'll move on to old business and ask if there's anybody present for 728 Governor Nichols. Please come up. Do we have a staff report, please?
728 Governor Nichols is a green-rated main building with an orange-rated connecting structure. This is a proposal to install a new generator in the courtyard. Application materials received July 31st, 2023, and April 15th, 2024, respectively. Following the referral at the April 9th meeting, the applicant submitted additional information and a revised drawing to this proposed generator. The drawing now includes a partial elevation showing the generator with the masonry wall of the neighboring building. The drawing shows an existing window in that wall about 15 feet above grade. The drawing also shows the generator installed on a CMU base covered in a stucco parge coat. Staff questioned the applicant if an alternative base of a simple metal stand would be an acceptable alternative, if something lighter or less permanent looking was preferred by the committee, and the applicant was agreeable to that as an alternative option. The applicant provided a written description of the proposed route for the gas line and electrical lines. The electrical conduit will travel from the automatic transfer switches located near the existing electric box and meter vertically up the wall to the top of the alleyway, where it will join up with other existing conduits and travel towards the courtyard along the very top, mounted to the Burma Street side of the alley. Once at the back of the alleyway, the conduit will turn around that corner and continue vertically along the rear wall of the building, following other existing conduits to grade. Once the conduit has run down the back wall, it will be run underground to the location of the generator. The gas line will run a near-identical path down the alley and underground using a 1¼-inch line. Any paving moved during the work will be put back to match existing. The applicant notes that nothing will span across the alleyway or be mounted to the neighbor's building's masonry wall. Staff again notes that although this generator would become a major feature of the small courtyard, there is no visibility into the space save for the one neighboring window above. Staff requests commentary from the committee regarding this proposal, and if approved, there is a preference on the solid versus open base.
Thank you. Would you like to say, have a presentation or response to the staff report?
Nothing additional to add. I'm happy to address any questions, but I feel like that captures the request and then a product of a few revisions along the way.
I'm sorry, what was your name?
Jeremiah Johnson.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. And you are the installer of this equipment. Okay. Committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal, the revised proposal?
Pretty fundamental, I think.
Staff, for a generator installation at grade, is I understand this one is maybe atypical in that it's at the end of an alley and it's kind of a, because it's a small courtyard, it's going to seem like a big generator. But is this kind of a typical installation for an at-grade generator that we've approved in the past?
I would say so. I mean, as far as, you know, the big issues are visibility from neighboring properties and kind of its overall impact on the building or site. And so being not visible and in a rear courtyard, it's really typical to other mechanical equipment.
All right, thank you.
And sound, we would usually talk about sound, but I feel like the most people affected by the sound will be the owners of this generator. Mm-hmm.
Well, we will ask if there's any public comment on the proposal for 728 Governor Nichols. I see no comment. And I'll also note that this is an easily reversible condition. And in that regard, I'd kind of opine in favor of the steel base rather than masonry base because it's less permanent.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, would you like to say anything before we go to a motion?
No, I couldn't hear the last comment that you said, though.
We would prefer the steel base.
It would be made of aluminum.
Well, metal base. Principally because it's easier to take away when somebody doesn't want the generator.
No,
okay. Do we have a motion in the matter of 728 Governor Nichols?
Yes. In the matter of 728 Governor Nichols, I move to conceptually approve the proposed generator and location with applicant to resolve any final details at staff level, including the provision of a metal base
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you all.
The next item is 403 Royal Street. Do we have an applicant present? We do. Do we have the staff report, please?
Sure. 403 Royal is a purple-rated main building and rear service building with brown-rated side carriageway and courtyard additions. This is a proposal to install wall ties at the royal side parapet of the purple-rated main building. Per application and materials received March 11th, 2024 and April 4th, 2024. On March 26th, the committee deferred a proposal to install two ties at the royal side parapet due to discrepancies between the submitted structural details and the architectural details in the HABS drawings for this purple-rated property. The applicant has worked with Mr. Robert Cangelosi to produce an architectural section. The proposed structural ties are unchanged, but the plate is now a 9-inch by 9-inch square and is no longer located in the recess of the cornice, but the flat stucco band below. It is still located above the decorative trim, and it appears that it will not interfere with any architectural features. This location is also more discreet since it is harder to view in perspective from the street. Staff notes that the committee typically requires round plates, as square plates can often develop surrounding cracks. So staff is curious regarding the architect's reasoning for proposing square plates. Staff again notes that the proposed scope of work does not completely address staff's structural concerns of this property. Concerning conditions at the dormers have also been present and actively worsening since at least 2015. Water intrusion, vegetation growth, and separation of materials, including stucco, have been observed, but the most significant concern is related to the cracked and canted ridge beam at the contact side dormer. The previous architect for the property told staff for years that a proposal to address these concerns would be forthcoming, but nothing has been received until this application, which is limited in scope. It is unclear what the current conditions are following the interior work. It is highly unlikely that the structural issues at the dormer were resolved, and active water intrusion is still apparent. However, staff does not recommend that the proposed work to the parapet be delayed in any way. As part of the motion for deferral on March 26, 2024, the committee required a staff inspection of the attic. This inspection has not yet taken place, but since full commission review is required for this work due to the building's rating, staff has requested that an inspection be scheduled prior to the May 22nd hearing if the proposed structural work is found conceptually approvable by the committee.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address and relationship to the property?
Patrick Avery, Avery Brothers, 3319 Orleans Avenue, and I guess engineer/contractor.
Okay. Do you have a response to the staff report or a presentation you'd like to make?
Yeah, I think everything seems to fall in suit.
I think that the question that the staff raised regarding the shape of the plate is an interesting one. I may understand from an architectural point of view why you proposed a square one, but do you have a response to the concern about cracking?
So I don't really have any specific response to the cracking. I know Robbie changed it to the square plate. He thought it would fit better with the band that it would land on. We're happy to change it back to a round plate if y'all have found that there is better lasting results with round plates. I don't mind switching back to a 9-inch diameter circular plate.
Would that fit in the band?
Oh yeah, absolutely. The band, I don't have measurements behind it. It sits somewhere around like 16 inches.
Oh gosh.
So it'll definitely fit.
Okay, committee, any questions for the applicant or for the staff about this proposal? And you were the structural engineer for this?
So Walter Zenner was. Walter Zenner provided all the details.
Okay.
But I kind of worked with him hand in hand.
Got it. So he's going to stamp the drawings?
I imagine Walter will still. We'll figure out how he wants to do it. He wants to stamp it if I want to stamp it.
Yeah. Can I keep talking? Okay. I'm a little bit hesitant to dictate the shape of this plate because it is a structural matter. I think that from an architectural point of view, the square plate works quite well with the shapes up there. But I'm not going to make, I don't think it's appropriate to make a stipulation about shape if it is a structural matter.
So I've conferred with Walter regarding swapping to a 9-inch square plate. He had no problem with it. But if y'all have comments about the lasting capabilities of a square plate, if y'all have seen instances where it's caused more damage to structures, that's definitely something I'm happy to explore.
So is it the similar bearing area?
Yeah.
In other words, the 9-inch plate, is the bearing area of that plate similar to the circle?
Square plate is actually a little bit larger.
That sounds good. Okay. Committee, any other questions?
Are you aware of any proposals to address some of staff's other concerns?
Not as of now, but I can work with... I do believe that the owner is shifting to working more with Robbie Angelosi, and so I think that they'll probably start looking into the other questions and concerns and getting more involved with that. Hopefully we can help push that forward as that comes along.
Okay.
But as of now, I don't have any knowledge of addressing specifically the water intrusion dormers.
Okay.
Okay. Is there any public comment in the matter of 403 Royal Street? I see no public comment. Would you like to say anything else before we go to motion? Is there a motion in the matter of 403 Royal Street?
Yes, in the matter of 403 Royal, I move to conceptually approve the proposed work with the shape of the plate to be determined by the structural engineer. We take no, we have no preference on this particular application as to the shape of the plate. And for the staff to make an inspection prior to this going to full commission next month.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Thanks for coming in.
We'll stick around for the next
one. Okay.
The next one,
641 Bourbon Street. Do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 641 Bourbon Street is the green rated building. This is a proposal to install two new tiebacks on the first floor of the Bourbon Street elevation. Application materials received March 19, 2024. Staff has previously cited this property regarding concerns over the condition of the first floor masonry on the Bourbon Street elevation, which has a visible bulge to it. An engineer visited the property and submitted the proposed structural stabilization plan. The proposal includes two new 12-inch diameter round plates vertically aligned, with the first one approximately 5 feet above grade and the second one 9 feet above grade. These plates would attach through the wall to a new steel channel, which would be anchored into the ground and second floor framing in order to prevent any lateral movement of the wall. A new 6-foot long metal strap would extend back from the top of the metal channel and would attach to the floor joists, with new blocking between the joists. The bottom of the channel is shown anchored in a new 24-by-18-inch concrete footing. The engineer's report also notes the need to tuck point this area of the building, as well as other masonry throughout the property. Staff had also previously cited the need to repoint masonry throughout this property as well. Staff notes that there are other violations on this property not addressed by the current proposal, but these structural issues are certainly the most pressing. The report notes that this intervention will be made in an effort to prevent any further movement of the wall. Staff wishes to confirm that the new steel elements will be made tight against the masonry, but no attempt will be made to pull the masonry closer to plumb. Staff recommends approval of the proposal with any final details we worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Do you have a present? Or would you like to restate your name and address in relationship to the property, please?
Patrick Avery, Avery Brothers, 3319 Orleans Avenue, engineer slash contractor.
Okay. So do you have a presentation you'd like to share with us or reply to the staff report?
Nothing outside what was shown from the staff report.
I'm just going to ask the simple question. Did you do the engineering on this?
So,
do you think it's going to work?
It's going to hold it in place, but it's not going to, like described, we're not, there's no way, shape, or form to pull that back.
Right.
From, I believe there's some photos in that report you can go and see, that the framing of the structure, the wood framing of the structure, is actually staying in place while the masonry wall has pulled out.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea is to tie the channel into the framing of the wood framing at the top and into the foundation at the bottom. That's a separate, those are separate tuck pointing issues in the rear. I think I've got a picture in there showing the separation of the framing, maybe not, but I can supply more photos. The idea is to tie the top of the channel back to the wood framing and tie the wall back into that channel, thus holding everything in place. I find it would be the most minimally invasive way to strap back the wall.
What do you think the angle of that channel is going to be once it's put in place?
I don't have the actual angle on the wall. I can absolutely do a field verify.
I'm just
that.
Interested. I mean, it is
out of plumb. That is for certain. I'd be making something up if I told you.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, committee, any questions?
Do we have questions about the balcony before?
We
but that's not by the schedule.
Yeah,
I apologize.
Yeah, we haven't looked at this one. So,
Cindy, what did you ask? I'm sorry.
It didn't, were there questions about the balcony, but that's not part of it.
Oh, the HVAC on the balcony in the rear, yeah.
But that's not part of what we're doing.
No.
So I apologize.
It should be noted that it was denied by council and it's still there.
Okay, well, we want to, let's keep the building up.
Agreed.
Yes, agreed.
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for the applicant? Let me just see. How many of these channels are you installing?
One singular.
Well, let's hope it works.
It's going to do a lot better than what it's doing now. I promise you that. Okay.
So is there any plan to monitor it?
Absolutely, there's ways to monitor it. You can set crack monitors and have a survey come in and just check things as it shifts, or hopefully as it does not shift. There's a number of testing labs that can do that, or engineers can come through and do that as well.
You could make that for
other
motion as well. Yeah.
I've monitored it.
The crack monitors that I've seen are, they kind of...
The crack monitor wouldn't exactly... It'd have to be some sort of survey. It'd have to be set a benchmark where you scan the wall or you shoot a distance to the wall and then come back a certain time later, 3 months, 6 months, shoot it again and see if that if there was any separation difference in the distance.
And that's why the angle of your channel would also be indicative of the motion.
So we can absolutely document everything upon installation and then have some sort of requirements with the owner to maintain and survey.
Okay. Is there any public comment on this proposal? I see no public comment. Would you like to say anything else before we go to motion?
Yes, sir.
Is there a motion in the matter of 641 Bourbon Street?
Yes, in the matter of 641 Bourbon, I move to approve the proposal, the final details to be worked out at the staff level, and the applicant to document existing conditions upon installation and to resurvey the work 6 months post-installation.
Thank you. Is there a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
I hope this works. It's clever.
It works.
I think it's going to do well.
Good.
Great.
I can't wait to find out how good.
Yeah.
And so, staff, I would be very interested in learning the report when they make it in 6 months. Just pure interest.
And I would also like to point out that we have been aware of this, but because it's on the interior, our inspector could not write an actual violation for it.
Well,
but we made safety and permits aware of this years ago.
Well, now it's on the radar.
Yeah.
So, okay. Let's move on to 737 through 39 Barrack Street. Do we have an applicant present? Nobody here. Was the applicant made aware of date and time of the meeting?
Yes, I actually spoke with someone this morning that said that someone would be here. So
okay. What is this for? We're not going to hear that unless they're here. Next item is 815 Dauphine Street. Do you have an applicant present?
We do not. The applicant had a conflict, but they asked that it be heard in their absence and
okay.
just rescheduled if y'all have any questions.
Okay.
Are y'all willing to hear it?
Sure.
Okay. All right, 815 Dauphine is a grain-rated main building and service building. This is a proposal to install a new alcove security gate for application materials received March 13, 2024. The applicant proposes to install a new steel security gate with fixed side panels at the front entry alcove. It is shown 6'8" wide overall with a 3'6" clearance on the gate, which swings out. It measures 8 feet tall with the top of the picket shown just below the height of the front door and transom bar when shown in the context of the overall elevation. The main vertical supports are 2-inch steel hollow posts with ridge caps, while the top and bottom rails and side light panels are 1-inch hollow posts. The pickets are 3/4-inch steel square pickets with points. Staff notes that they must be punched, not welded, and should be shown turned on a 45-degree angle relative to the frame. The frame is mounted at the second stair up, attached to the wooden pilasters, and fastened to the stone with a 4-inch by 4-inch by 3/8-inch plate. Gate hardware is not indicated. Staff notes that the hardware must be submitted for review at staff level, but overall finds the proposed alcove gate conceptually approvable with revisions to be submitted as noted above.
Okay. Committee.
And it'll be painted to match
existing
artwork?
Yeah, usually they're painted black.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll do, if there's a more discreet color, such as like a shutter color, we can do that as well, but I don't believe that that's part of the application.
Okay.
We can,
wait,
what
pale
color's
green.
The, what color's
pale green.
The
yeah.
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 We'll discuss that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, committee, what do you think about this?
Is this in keeping with other designs that have been approved?
The alcove is notoriously.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
We get these quite a lot.
Right.
Yeah.
And it appears to mostly match the existing ground floor stuff.
We do request, and we try to ask the applicants to make them as simplified
right.
as possible.
Sure.
So, give me talk.
I'll just say, I guess, I'm surprised that staff is recommending conceptual approval, because I feel like we've reviewed similar applications where it was a more controversial installation.
The frames were a bit heavier. This one, in comparison, was a little bit lighter than some of the other ones that we've recommended significant revisions on. And so the picket size in particular is more appropriate for this one. But we can certainly request revisions if there's.
And I feel like it's not invasive to the architecture, so it isn't interrupting anything that's, you know, a paneling, it isn't something that couldn't be reversed. So, you know, it's pretty minimally invasive proposal that does what it's wanting to do.
The thing that I'm kind of surprised at is the inconsistency of the metal detailing. We have, you know, hollow metal and solid pickets, but, you know, the tell on this is going to be the hollow metal. Your capping detail for the 2-inch square elements and the 1-inch frame. I mean, this is not consistent detail. And I think that if this is something that I would want to support, it would have to be consistently detailed. Because, I mean, when it gets right down to it, it's going to be pretty obvious that they've combined hollow and solid metal in this gate, especially in the cap of the larger sections and just in the radius corners of everything else. So, and the other thing that's missing here is, you know, talking about the caps on the large sections, the grinding of the points. There's just a lot of stuff missing here that I think should be followed. Now, it could be handled at staff level if the committee agrees to it, but I think if we're going to approve this, it should be substantial and uniformly detailed.
I agree. Can we get something similar to the driveway gate? There's a band of horizontal detailing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Super elaborate, but
is that okay?
Yeah.
Go back to the old photo.
There you go.
Is it on that one? I can't see. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
It is. It's about 2/3 of the way down. Well, it's level with the doorknob.
I think that's a reasonable point of departure.
It's definitely something we can do at step levels to modify the detail of
yes.
the materials. So.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with your points. It's just.
The other thing that I would like to see, and I would ask the staff to confirm, is that, you know, we kind of have really good documentation of the elevation of the building, and we have good documentation of the plan of the entryway without the gate in place, but the documentation of, you know, where this gate actually falls in the elevation is kind of not quite as well presented. So that's just more like making a convincing argument. So anyway, do we have any public comment in the proposal for 815 Dauphine Street? I see no public comment. Any more discussion from the committee? No more discussion. Is there a motion in the matter of 815 Dauphine Street?
Yes, in the matter of 815 Dauphine, I move to conceptually approve the installation of a gate at this location with revisions to be handled at the staff level based on today's discussion.
Is there a second for that motion?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Next item is 1234 Chart.
737 has arrived.
737 has arrived. 737.
Sorry about that.
No problem. 737 Barrack Street.
Y'all are moving quicker than I am.
Well, come on up. Do we have a staff report, please?
Sure. 737-39 Barrack Street is a green-rated building. They've proposed to replace two existing front doors with new doors. Application materials received January 10th, 2024 and February 29th, 2024, respectively. An application was filed to make some exterior repairs to this neglected property. The majority of the work is to match existing and staff approval, but the one item in need of architecture committee review is the proposed replacement of the two front doors of the building. The applicant provided a photograph of one of the existing doors, a simple six-panel wood door, which does not match the other existing door and appears to be a more recent replacement. The door on the left-hand side of the building features two lights with arch tops and an oval-shaped lower panel. The applicant reported that this door is damaged beyond repair. Staff located photographs from 1951 and 1964 will show this door design in both openings of the building. Although certainly not original to the building, staff finds this door has significant age and tells a story about this building over time. The applicant proposed to match this door for installation in both front openings. The applicant notes that only the door slab itself will be replaced. The jamb and transom windows are in solid condition and will be retained and repaired. Staff recommends conceptual approval of the proposal with any final details being worked out at the staff level.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Mike Bertel, 1229 St. Thomas. I'm the millwork contractor for this.
Do you have a...
contractor. My family inherited the property and I'm trying to help them get it squared away.
Mm-hmm. Okay, do you have any presentation you'd like to share with us? Or
These are our shop drawings, and we'll do whatever y'all want, but this is the only information that I would have to share.
Okay. Committee, any questions for the applicant? I think we have to look at photographs for a little bit.
Yeah. Okay.
The photographs show what appears to be a certain amount of difference in molding pattern, especially in the bottom panel. Mm-hmm. Is that something that you're picking up on when you have time to look at this more closely?
Go back to the shop drawing.
Well, so there is a version of this door on slide 82 that looks like it has reluction molding all the way around and a very highly detailed bottom panel. And then in other photographs, it appears to be a very simple panel, and then some kind of detail around the arch top glaze portion. And
we've square panel.
They don't match.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and our shop drawing was based on the door that is existing.
The square panel.
Yeah.
The square panel.
No.
Okay. No.
Yeah, that's the one that's
there.
Yeah, we're going to match it in kind to replace the other one.
That one's on slide 80. It's good.
80.
So the idea is to repair the existing one that is still intact and then just replicate it, essentially.
Yeah. Well, we were going to
So we're like
the one that is there,
the model.
Not, it's beyond repair. We were going to make a new one to match it exactly.
Oh, this is the inside.
And then make the other one match that one. So make two doors to match the existing door.
Mm-hmm. And you're just going to use a stock profile for the radius top and the glaze portion.
We would cut the knife to match
the existing. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Is there any public comment on the matter of 737 through 39 Barrack Street? I see no public comment. Committee, anything you'd like to ask before we go to motion?
Well, I am looking at slide 80, and I think that is the existing door, and it does have it's got a mail slot inside of a lozenge-shaped bottom panel, which doesn't match the shop drawings. Shop drawings have those two panels, which I think better match what was historically existing in the other opening.
You may be looking at a previous version of the shop drawings because
okay.
I actually just had to update these this morning.
Yeah, we don't have a lozenge.
Yeah,
we
don't.
Okay.
We just have those two. Well, so where are you going with this?
Well, in the shop drawings that are presented, there are those two bottom panels. And the lock rail shown at 12 inches, which seems to me to be taller than what's in the photo on, say, slide 84. Between
Do you measure? You've measured everything. Yeah, he's measured everything.
So it seems to me that we could easily photograph the existing door.
We're happy we can photograph it with dimensions
and show
that
it does match. Indeed, being constructed.
Yeah, I think in concept, changing the doors to make them match is fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we have a motion in the matter of 737-39 Barrack Street?
In the matter of 737-39 Barracks, I move to conceptually approve the two replacement doors with any final details to be worked out at the staff level based on today's discussion.
Thank you. Do I have a second for that motion?
A second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thanks for coming in.
All right. Thank you all. I'll just add my aunt and uncle that inherited this. They're anxious to get this building online and take care of everything. So
thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. 1234 Charter Street. Do you have an applicant present? We do. Could I have the staff report, please?
Sure. 1234 through 40 Charters is a yellow-rated building. This is a proposal to install a new alcove security gate for application materials received March 13, 2024. The applicant proposed to install a new metal gate on the Decatur Street side of the yellow-rated building. This opening connects the parking area to the building and does not appear that there has been any door or gate in this opening for many years, if ever. The applicant proposed to install a new metal gate recessed 4 feet back in the opening. The gate would feature a simple metal framework with a proposed metal backing to prevent reaching through the gate as it will require panic hardware. Staff notes that the Commission specifically discussed the issue of metal backings on gates in 2022 and moved to allow the Architecture Committee the ability to review this type of application on a case-by-case basis for utilitarian non-historic spaces. The proposed use in this location is not completely utilitarian, but it is well out of sight and this is a lower-rated building. The guidelines note that a gate door to a rear or side yard or alley is often less elaborate than one at a front yard and notes that the installation of welded hollow metal tube gates is not allowed. Staff notes that there are a few violations for work without permits on this property. A section of awning above an alleyway was replaced with new metal roofing without a permit and has not been resolved. Additionally, two columns on the Barrack Street side were replaced with new columns that are far from matching the existing columns. The applicant did provide additional information on both of these items, but it was after the deadline to be considered for this meeting and will need to be addressed at a later date. Staff finds the proposed gate in this location conceptually approvable, provided that it is appropriately detailed. We request commentary from the Architecture Committee regarding the proposed metal backing.
Okay. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Kristen Lilly, 3330 North Causeway. I represent the owner.
Okay. Do you have a presentation you'd like to share with us? Or?
No. I did send a couple of pictures of other gates. I guess that's not in here. Some those two pictures of the other days that we've installed similar. So two of the docking. They did one, I think it's 422 docking.
I think that was such a different situation.
Okay.
So I'd be interested in what you're going to make this gate out of.
It's metal.
There's no dimensions or material call-outs for the size, section, or composition of
the gate. Yeah, it's just an aluminum gate. I have the same gate that we just put in at another property. It's not in French Quarter.
This is why the staff report does state that this is pre-conceptual and that it would be required to be solid metal and in our typical detail.
Yeah. I mean,
steel?
Steel or wrought iron?
Steel or wrought iron?
I think it's steel, the way they have it right now. Steel. This is the same company that's going to do it, or that is subcontracted to do it now.
But this is one we just put in at Holy Angels. It's got the panic bar. It's got a pool. That's why we're putting this
That
in.
Is not an example to show us as what you're going to install.
No, that's kind of what... This is the same people who made it, so they'll be looking to do it similar to this in this
I think
area.
Really what we're looking for is the conceptual approval of the idea of the gate here.
Okay.
And then either details Thanks. Would be approved at the staff level or...
Brought back here. Okay. Committee, questions for the applicant?
I don't have a question, but I am looking at slide 117, and I just note that it does not acknowledge the existence of that transom that's above where the transom will, I think, be in front of this gate.
Yeah, the gate's going to be pushed back into the opening.
Yeah.
The gate's back pretty far, like 4 feet?
It's at least 4 feet. Minimum. We have some room. There's an opening into like a mechanical space. You see those double doors. So it'll be pushed back into there. And the reason we're adding it is an insurance requirement for the pool. So if you go through this alleyway, you're in the pool area. And so they're looking for us to put something in, you know, yesterday.
So why is it pushed back 4 feet? Just for the
to recess the. Recess it from view.
Okay.
Also, the door is going to swing out because it is an egress path, so we want the door to be encapsulated by the building and not swing out into the parking lot walkway, because there's like a walkway that goes here in front of the building when you're in the parking lot. So we're trying to keep that swing out of this path, the sidewalk along the parking lot, and to keep it out of the visual view.
And so I'm concerned about it being a hazard or even a nuisance. This is an opportunity for places for people to use it for all kinds of nefarious purposes.
There is a gate on this.
Yeah, the parking
lot
is also a gate.
They can't access
it.
There is a gate on the parking lot.
So shouldn't be.
I'm curious.
This is not an accurate.
But there's a sliding gate
yeah.
there.
So I'm curious about the transom, though. It's not shown in the drawing.
Well, because the gate is inside the opening. So
but I think I'm kind of interested in the relationship of your gate to your transom. I mean, in other words, there's a.
It's not going to be as tall as the transom. I think it's 8 foot high. So.
Okay, so I think we're being asked to make a conceptual approval. I think that the staff needs to kind of pay attention to the height of the gate relative to the transom. I mean, that would be something that would be interesting to me. And I think that if you wanted to put a transom panel above the gate, if you're worried about somebody crawling over or something like that, that might be something that could be included as well.
I don't think we're really worried about somebody climbing it as much as we're worried about just people letting themselves into the pool, maybe a little bit more so. But we don't have anything there now. It's just open, and the only reason we're adding something is for insurance.
Okay, so you can...
Not as much for security.
So you could lower the height of the gate to match the transom bar height.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it may be that height now.
We don't have any graphic presentation that would suggest what it is. In fact, we don't have any dimension on the height of the gate at all, as a matter of fact. So, committee, any other questions before we go to a motion?
There is a metal backing proposed, is that right? It's like an expanded metal. Backing.
Yeah, some kind of thing. We'll have to do something to keep people from reaching in and pushing the push bar open on their own. because we'll have key card access on the wall.
How widely spaced are the pickets going to be?
They didn't say. I just got a quote from the
guy. So,
and they said,
so you know, when you're representing things to this commission, we're interested in a lot of detailed information. And your reviews will go a lot more smoothly the more information you can provide for us. I mean, this drawing really, it doesn't even say how tall the gate is. I mean, it's kind of amazingly devoid of information. So I think that we can review this in concept, but there's no information here. There's no information at all.
I may have heard someone mention a panic bar. If there is a panic bar,
it's not shown.
It's not shown. But it could
be separate.
Yeah,
it could be added separately by separate subcontractor. So I don't have the information on the panic bar.
Yeah, but if you're, you know, when you're designing a gate, especially in the French Quarter, but anywhere, you know, you could incorporate the design of where the panic bar goes into how you construct the gate around that hardware so that it also prevents people from reaching through. So it's like you're integrating your design process to solve all those problems at once. So I think, you know, where the panic bar goes could also affect how the design for reach through is handled.
You also said there would be key card access on this.
Yeah,
and we don't know what that looks like either.
And when you really look at the design of this gate, it doesn't conform to any kind of historic norm at all. I mean, I just think this is kind of like very incomplete. I mean,
it is. I mean, the information I was given to come here was very incomplete. So this is what I was given, and so I'm here representing what they gave me to get. So,
okay.
I mean, if y'all want to see something, I will get that done.
So I think it would be reasonable to look at this as a conceptual question and then consider how details are being handled in a separate product.
It seems like staff was agreeable to handling it at their level. Do you feel like it needs to come back to us?
I think things are pretty standard. You know, if you have issues with how this interacts with the transom, I think that to me is the visual oddity of the thing.
This, look at the drawing. It is absolutely abnormal.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying as far as detailing and handling at the staff level, you know, because that is something that we can definitely, you know, we can work this into something that's more traditional form, materials,
yes,
et cetera. But the relationship between this gate that is in a different plane than the transom is a little unusual.
Right.
So that might be something that you want to take another look at. But as far as the detailing, I'm confident that the staff can help the applicant massage this into something that is appropriate. It has not been our take that this is really representing a historic gate and that it's not, you know, on a significant part of the building, nor visible really from the street very much. It's more something that instead that it's inset, it's much more practical. But I do think the materials and the detailing need to be thought through and to be well made.
I'm just going to say it this way. I find the use of mesh in this situation, it's not the only solution to the problem that they presented.
That's the feedback we want, right there.
Right, okay. So I'm not inclined to approve the mesh without seeing a more complete design.
Perfect.
And they can certainly show you a design that doesn't include mesh that addresses their design criteria, but it should be traditionally designed. Considering other mechanisms for access that don't include crash bars, there are other things that are approved by State Fire Marshal. I think this is a close to a fail as far as a presentation.
Well, what I would recommend is that your motion
conceptual, yes.
Well, to the point of being like, yes, a gate can go here.
Yep, that's about it.
That's it.
Thank you for the direction. Is there a motion in the matter of 1234 Charter Street?
Yes, in the matter of 1234 Charters, I move to conceptually approve a gate in the proposed location with the applicant to revise detailing and the proposal based on today's discussion and at the staff level.
Second.
And if I may, because there's a lot of question, if I may request that you add to your motion that if the staff is not pleased or content with what is being proposed, then come back to the committee for review.
Yeah,
agreed.
And your motion didn't include anything about mesh.
Correct. I didn't want to comment on the design at all because
okay.
We're asking the staff to resolve the design with the applicant.
But they asked us about the mesh.
I have that in the minutes, so it will be
okay. Do we have a second for that motion?
Second.
Motion is made and seconded. Do we have all in favor say aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. You're not here for the next one, are you?
I don't think I have any.
Okay, thanks so much for coming in. 905 Governor Nichols, do we have an applicant present? let's just jump to you.
Okay, like
326 through 30 Charter Street.
Okay, 326 through 30 Charter Street is an elevated main building. This is an appeal to retain and or modify millwork and dormer for application of materials received April 3rd, 2024. The applicant has submitted this proposal to address three remaining violations on the property. As a reminder, several applications have been reviewed in recent years to abate work without permit and demolition by neglect violations, including a roof deck that was removed and millwork that required replacement. The applicant is proposing the following work. Dormer, the rear dormer closest to Conti Street was not fully addressed in previous proposals and had been added to accommodate a door leading to the roof deck, which was demolished. The applicant is proposing to install casement windows, a hardy board, soffit and fascia, a stucco face, a modified bitumen roof, and synthetic slate cheek walls. A similar proposal was reviewed by the committee on January 1st, 2023, at which point it was determined that the hardy board should not be used. Staff has no objection to the remainder of the proposed modifications to the dormer, as it is not historic and should not present as such. It is also not visible from any surrounding properties. Windows. Many of the casement sashes on the front elevation were replaced and deviate from the previously existing conditions. The applicant is appealing to retain the windows as installed. Staff notes that there is a great deal of subtle variation between the head jamb and sill details of each opening and has been for many years. The bottom rails of the new windows are thicker, but the overall light size is largely the same and the lights align across the facade. Since historic photos show many of the millwork, so much as millwork has been altered and replaced, and since the lights are consistent across all three bays, staff does not find retention objectionable, but seeks the guidance of the committee. First floor doors. The first floor doors in the center bay have been replaced without permit several times in recent years. The earliest photos of the building show a solid six-panel wood door with three light side lights and a five-light transom. The door was later replaced with a single door with a single light and double wood panels below. The opening was later detrimentally modified to move the door to the left, with the two side lights installed adjacent to each other on the right side of the opening. All of this millwork was later removed to install two French doors with eight lights and a single wood panel in a poor attempt to match the doors in the base left and right. The doors are separated by a mullion and the right leaf is fixed. There are significant differences between the unpermitted millwork and the millwork it was attempting to match. The applicant proposes to replace the unpermitted doors with new French doors, but appropriately detailed to match the adjacent millwork. The repeated modifications to the millwork in this bay have been due to the need to accommodate both a retail business entrance and an interior elevator lobby for the residential units above. The interior wall currently dies into the mullion separating the unpermitted French doors. The applicant proposes to modify this interior wall so it runs parallel to the millwork and no longer physically interacts with it. However, the right side French door will remain fixed due to the wall behind. This will also have an impact on the appearance of the facade when viewed through the glass. Staff appreciates that the proposed millwork will match the doors in the adjacent bays, which are not historic but have been in place for some significant portion of the 20th century, and finds it an improvement over current conditions. Staff seeks the guidance of the committee regarding its overall appropriateness or whether further schemes should be explored before approval.
Thank you. Would you like to state your name and address in relationship to the property?
Heather Cooper, AQ Studios, 1100 Progress, and the architect.
Thank you. Do you have a presentation or response to the staff report you'd like to share with us?
Erin covered a lot of ground in her description. The only thing I'd add is that I wasn't personally aware that at the previous meeting you said no hardy soffit, so if there's a different material, that's at the dormer, sorry.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a different material you prefer, we could easily swap that out for something else.
Okay. The committee, questions for the applicant or the staff?
Trying to
take it online. It seems to me the main thing that the staff has brought up is the relationship of this fixed door to the wall behind it. Is that the main?
I think that's what's driving the design.
That is what's driving the design. That's what's driven all of the alterations that have been unpermitted since approximately 2010.
Okay. So at least we know what we're talking about.
Yeah, so right now, that elevator lobby wall that's closest to the door on the left comes straight down and dives into that mullion. And so the solution now is to kick it 90 degrees over.
I definitely get it. It's not an ideal situation. I personally never put the elevator where they put it to start with. That's kind of what's created the issue from the jump. We're just trying to find the best solution. In a non-ideal situation.
Yeah. Committee?
Sorry, I'm trying to figure out what happened to the balconies. Is that in the staff report?
It's not a balcony. It was a fire escape that was removed.
Well, gosh, but it had cast iron railing on it.
It did, and that was actually put in as part of the fire escape. That wasn't an original balcony. It was just a more decorative fire escape than originally reviewed. And several years ago, they proposed to put a whole balcony across all levels of the elevation for the full width of the elevation. We looked into it further and did not support that proposal, and it eventually died.
Interesting. All right.
So the detailing that you provided for the doors is similar to the detailing on the doors to the left and the right?
Yeah, that's the intent.
So you're trying to pull it together.
Right.
And I can appreciate that. Because when I look at this elevation, there's so much subtle variation from one element to another.
Yep.
That I think your instinct to at least have three things match might be a good idea. So, and making the door be glazed or not. I think this is. Okay, I'm talking too much. Somebody else has to talk. Okay, Stephen, you're studying something.
Sorry, I'm catching up on the first floor doors.
There's a lot that's going on.
It changed
a lot.
And there's if you look at each window opening, they're pretty much all inconsistent. And going back and looking at the historic photos from what we're able to see, it's been that way for a significant amount of time. So I think that this is actually, even though there are those subtle differences still,
I think that this is probably, for those upper floors, the most consistent it has looked in a long while. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is not a preservation issue. This is a design issue. And I think they've solved the design issue. That's just me.
I'm not going to define what I think.
What?
I'm not going to define what I think. It's kind of weird.
This
sorry.
That one is bizarre.
Just so weird.
Yeah. Are we ready for a motion?
I'll give it a shot.
Okay.
Yeah,
I have a motion in the matter
of... I resign on that issue.
326 through 30 Charter Street.
Yes, in the matter of 326 to 30 Charters, I move to allow retention of the rear dormer with the door in it, with all detailing per staff recommendation, and of course, hardy board not to be used. Retention of the casement sash windows on the primary facade, and conceptual approval of the proposal for the first floor doors with any final details to be worked out in staff room.
Do you have a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion passes. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
That was a cliffhanger, I have to tell you.
I mean,
but really, this is your design responses.
Violations.
Yeah, your design responses is right. This is not a preservation issue, in my mind. So anyway, thanks. Anything you can do to like get the windows lined up, that'd be great too.
Yeah, I would like
hospital
to say
corners.
This is the end of a long list of violations
yes,
for this
yes.
building.
Yay. Okay, so we're going to go back and ask for a motion to defer for, well, 905 Governor Nichols. Applicant was notified of the date and time of the meeting. It's new business. I think we can probably defer this. Do I have a motion of a deferral for 905 Governor Nichols?
In the matter of 905 Governor Nichols, I move to defer to allow the applicant an opportunity to be present.
Do I have a second for that motion?
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. 209 Decatur Street. This is a long-standing violation. Was the applicant notified of the date and time of the meeting?
No.
I'm sorry. You can
no,
go.
No, you're good. It's just I was like, you're still talking. You can
stay and listen. Where it's just us people here.
Thank you.
I forgot it.
And,
you know, we just wait on this?
And this is surprising that they're not here, because weren't they trying to get this place open?
They were, but I believe they ran into some other issues that also were being addressed.
And we'll be going back.
And safety and permits and zoning are also very involved with these violations. There were some long-standing flags due to interior issues with safety permits and the state fire marshal that I think led to vacancies that led to VCC violations not being addressed. So now that they are looking at putting in a new business here, they are addressing all of these issues with all three departments. So it is...
Then we're going to defer.
Yeah.
Do I have a motion for the matter of 209... Decatur Street, noting that the applicant isn't present.
Yes, before I make that motion, though, I note that staff's report is recommending deferral for other reasons. Will the applicant have a copy of your report?
Yes, I will follow up with him and ask him if he wants to make those revisions before coming back, or if he would like to come back and then defer and potentially be deferred again.
I'd hate for that to happen.
I would as well.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, in the matter of 209 Decatur, I move to defer to allow the applicant an opportunity to make revisions per the staff report and be present.
Do I have a second for that motion?
I second.
All in favor say aye.
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 We come to the end of the agenda. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Do I have a second for that motion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you very much.